One of the best-selling singles of all time, Bohemian Rhapsody, was a Freddie Mercury masterclass in music composition, comprising multiple parts and genres. It was part heavenly choir.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Part ballad.
Mama, just killed a man.
Part opera.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo.
And part, well, downright dirty rock song. In many ways, the song had its origins in the kinds of music that Freddie and Queen guitarist Brian May grew up with.
Freddie and I both grew up in an England which was very dominated by sort of light classics and music hall, so we were pretty drenched in that stuff, although we probably wouldn't have admitted that we liked it when we were kids, but it was sort of in there. And I think when we started to make rock music, which was our own music, that those ingredients were in there, and we sort of didn't shy away. So there's this strange mixture of kind of classical bits and pieces and music. Music hall is a very English thing, and it all came together to make this strange tapestry that we were able to weave. But Freddie is the genius of Bohemian Rhapsody, without a doubt. Yeah, we all helped, but it was his baby.
That baby was born out of a collection of random music and lyrics that Freddie had written when he was studying graphic art and design at Ealing Art College in London. A collection that all took shape in Freddie's mind well before he walked into the studio.
All credit to Freddie for that one, because he visualised the whole song in his head, and as it is, with all the pieces in it, he had it completely mentally finished and all written down on the back of telephone directories.
That's Queen drummer, Roger Taylor. At the time, no one except Freddie knew quite how the song would come together.
We were all already beginning to be quite separate at that point, and we used to come in with ideas pretty well mapped out. I used to come in with all sorts of structures written down that I wanted the group to try. Freddie used to come in with sheets of notepaper with vocal harmonies written out in them. So Freddie had a very powerful vision of that song before we ever got into it. We wanted it to sound like a huge choir.
The band's audio engineer originally allocated just 30 seconds for Freddie's grand idea of an opera section. But as the band kept adding vocal...
Galileo!
Galileo!
Galileo,
after vocal,
he's just a poor boy from a poor family.
After vocal,
thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
That opera section would eventually double in size. The recording required that many overdubs, the master tape became thin enough for the band to see through. The final version of Bohemian Rhapsody came in at a whopping 5 minutes and 55 seconds. Almost double the length of many hit songs being played on radio in 1975. Due to its length, Queen's record company refused to release the track as a single. But when British DJ Kenny Everett played the song 14 times over 2 days on his popular London radio show, the listener response was so strong that Bohemian Rhapsody would eventually be released as a single on the 31st of October, 1975. And the rest, as they say, is history.